All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Red TV with one of my favorite Married with Children episodes. Yeah, I caught a scene just looking through, and oh yeah, this is one of my favorite episodes, so I hope you guys like it as much as I did.
I think the game show might be one of my favorite ones. It's on season 2, I think.
Yeah. I love how he just gives all his money to him.
Yeah,
and the dog.
This is my life.
Kelly, breakfast! And be quiet, honey. Don't wake your father!
Oh, Budgie, it's so fast.
That's because you cook so good.
Yeah.
Bye, Mom. Not so fast. You're not going anywhere without a good, healthy breakfast.
Mother, I'm 15. I'm old enough to know how to use a vending machine.
Get over here and eat.
God, I hate to eat sitting down.
I think she should clean her plate like I did, Mom.
Sure, Mom.
I'm stuffed.
Didn't you say she has MS now?
What do you do with them all anyway?
Oh, man.
Nothing?
Said she gained 40 pounds since she's had it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that happens when you get something like that.
Yeah. One of my cousins had
it. All the kids do.
And he'd walk like 5 miles
it's not
every
like they
morning.
Know he's my father. Mm-hmm. And they never will if you want to live to hang your next rat.
I'd ground both of you, but then that would mean you'd be here all day. So, your punishment is you're grounded tomorrow when your father's home and I'm out shopping.
Can I go now?
Please.
Where's my miniature golf coupon?
It's in the drawer.
What's this with the fake engraving?
Oh, that's the invitation to your cousin Harriet's wedding.
Oh, Harriet.
You don't have to go. The thing is, your father and I have to go out of town for it. But who can you stay with?
I'm not allowed in anybody's house.
Well, we'll find someone. Daddy's up.
Well, we'll see you later.
Okay, be home by 6. Oh, but don't bite anyone. And Kelly, don't get anything pierced. Morning.
Coffee.
In the pot.
Boy, I love it when you get up before I do. I got the bed all to myself.
You never know it. The way you put your foot on my behind and push. Here's your breakfast, honey.
Oh, just how I like him.
Damn!
You dirty, shiftless bag of...
The cholesterol is very bad for him.
You know, now they're saying... You need cholesterol.
Yeah.
Boy, I hate Saturdays. Damn kids come to the mall and make fun of me.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if we could go off together? Just the two of us.
Not really.
You know where I'd really like to go?
Where?
Milwaukee.
I smell your family coming on. What's up, Peg? Beer Fest 87? Is it time for your mother to defend her keg-sucking crown? Is she moving up in Great Division this year.
Can't stand that a woman won, huh?
Hey, there were a lot of people there demanding chromosome tests.
Just you and Dad.
I don't care, Peg. I'm not going to one of your family gatherings.
It's not a gathering, it's a wedding.
Who's getting married?
Harriet.
Oh, Harriet? May someone answer the ad? Some people will do anything to keep from being deported.
He's a very nice man. And his English is coming along just fine.
Me habla not go.
Al, we have to go. The whole family is coming.
Oh, really? How about Elmo, the human surprise? Are they bringing him?
You know, he makes a very good living.
Well, they won't have his cage at the wedding, Peg.
Well, you have to admit, there's one good thing about my family. They gave you me.
Get me sentimental, ain't gonna work with me, Peg. Now, you send Harriet a card, you give Jose a copy of the Pledge of Allegiance, but I'm not going.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. And you cannot walk out on this argument.
Watch me.
Fine. Ah. When you come home, we are picking up right where we left off.
Well, that's fine. Then I'm not coming home.
He'll be coming home. And Mr. and Mrs. Bundy will be attending.
You won't.
See, I told you, you could dance in these shoes.
Well, I'll take them.
Luke, what are you doing?
Selling shoes, man. You work on commission, you go the extra mile. And that, my friend, is the extra mile.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Your son is very nice.
Yeah, she must have been something 1,500 years ago. There's something I've learned over the years. Whenever someone yells at me, it's not me. How could it be?
Yeah.
What's wrong? I had a fight with my wife. I knew it wasn't me. How bad was it?
I got pretty mad. So I laid down the law. I told her I'm not coming home. So, where can I get some flowers cheap?
Oh, no.
But you said you weren't going home.
Well, let's face it, I've got no choice. I have to. It's the trouble when you're married with children. They know you're coming home.
Al,
what?
What do you think I should have for lunch?
Hey, I'm pouring out my heart here.
I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
No, I'm not. No, I gotta find a place to stay. I can't afford a hotel. If I go home, then I'm saying I'm sorry, so I can't go home. I gotta make her wonder, make her worry, make her miss me. Then I can go home, so she can yell at me. Where am I gonna stay?
Everybody comes to the answer, man. Choice is obvious, Al. You set up a cotton stock room.
I'm staying with you, Luke.
For free?
Yes.
For free, Zach.
You haven't done something like this in a long time. Yeah, kick back with a buddy and a six-pack and be men. You know, Luke, this has really helped me out. Thanks a lot.
Hey, the day Luke Ventura can't help a friend, that's the day he's got something better to do.
He's got something better to do, he's scared. Oh.
The divorce judge will now render his verdict. Mr. Gannon, your lovely bride of 8 months deserves far better than you. I can't grant her that, but I can grant her 93% of your net worth, your Ferrari, and your stocks.
Boom!
And you, Mr. Gannon, you get the children. This court is adjourned.
What a great show. You know, that's a real judge. Well, coffee? Okay. Listen, Mars.
There is a wife of 8 months.
You think you could watch the house?
Sure. I love weddings. Where are they registered?
Department of Immigration.
How 80s. Well, if you can't find anything there, we have a lot of good gift catalogs. Why don't you and Al come over later? Better yet, come over without Al.
I'm afraid I'd have to. He's mad at me about the wedding. We had this big fight. He was so cute. He said he wasn't coming home.
You don't seem too concerned.
Marcy, this is Al. I mean, where's he gonna go? He might drive around for a while till he has to use the bathroom and eat. Then he'll come slinking back pretending nothing happened. And we'll go to bed and nothing will happen.
Well, I'd be worried if Steve threatened not to come home. According to my book, Man and Other Primates, after a marital spat, the man is most vulnerable to outside stimuli.
What does that mean?
There are a lot of man-hungry barracudas out there. The first little wink, his shoes will be under her bed.
Well, we should end it right there.
Here it is. Homeward a big boy.
Boy, I can't believe you live in a building where all your neighbors are stewardesses.
I used to live in a building with a lot of married people. Sure, the sex was great during the day, but it got lonely at night. Hold on, sit down.
No TV?
It's in the bedroom with the cameras. Want a drink?
Yeah. Got some scotch?
I got everything.
Damn!
Or barf bag or something?
Yeah, I'm cool. Peggy must be eating her heart out. She can see me now. What a night, huh, buddy?
I want to kind of get comfortable. You make yourself at home, buddy.
Yeah. Go put his hand in his pants anyway.
By the time I get to Phoenix, be rising.
Her hair. Oh, damn. Look at his ass!
I'm Al Bundy, that's right.
He forgot his name!
Jerry's!
We brought you this.
Our mother taught us never to go any place empty-handed.
Or without a dime for a phone call.
Oh, we didn't bring anything for you. Would you like our dime?
Aren't they sweet, Al?
Al Bundy, that's right.
Ladies, I'd like you to be my friend. Al, the King Bundy. Let's get comfortable here. Come on.
Oh, you redecorated. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of a wild kingdom feel. I like it.
You know, Sherry and I were just talking, and I really need a man's opinion.
Okay. Come sit on my lap.
Sure.
There we go. That's how you do it.
I don't know what to do. My boyfriend wants to move in with me, but he still wants to see other people.
Let me tell you something. You don't let him move in unless he's willing to make a commitment.
Thanks, Luke.
So you want to go in the bedroom?
Sure, as long as...
Hey, he's the side. This is the side dude Drexel talked about this year.
You're once, twice, three times a
occupied.
Do that.
shoe thing.
A shoe thing.
They're gonna be in there a while. Looks like you're stuck with me.
He's got a respirator.
Hello? Oh, hi, sis.
Fried chicken.
Gee, you and Harriet must really be excited. Oh, I wanted to tell you that Al and I are coming to the wedding.
I wonder if it actually tasted better back then.
Everything was better back
then. Like, KFC actually tasted better back then? You know,
the further on we've gotten, the more substitutions they've used for natural ingredients.
Poor Harriet.
Not that it was just all natural back then.
Right, but it's gotten worse.
It was definitely a lot healthier. In a sense, it didn't have as much shit that would poison you.
Yeah.
Mom, is Dad in the bathroom?
No.
If he's not in the bathroom and he's not watching television, where else could he be?
I think your father's working late.
The shoe store closed hours ago. You had a fight, didn't you?
Of course not. What would we fight about?
Oh, the fact that you have no money and Bud and I are great disappointments to you.
You are not disappointments. Look, we did have a fight. But don't worry, your father will be home soon.
Well, I hope wherever Dad is, he's nowhere near another woman. Mom, I hate to tell you, but as a boyfriend stealer myself, the best time to get him is right after a fight.
Oh, who would want your father?
Mom, let me tell you, when a woman gets to be around your age, they get real desperate. At the mall, their hungry, vacant eyes scanning the escalators, pretending to shop near the men's dressing rooms, praying that some man, any man, will walk up and say,
This is pretty much a red pill truth here. It's definitely true.
I don't have to tell you what's next.
A lot of guys can attest to that.
Sure, honey. Why don't you take it upstairs? Oh, look, don't worry about Daddy. He'll be home soon. And I know where he is. He's over at Telly's bar, having a beer, watching the game on the big screen, lying about how many shoes he's sold. Hello, Telly. Is Al Bundy there? Well, could you check the bathroom?
So my sister and I got jobs as stewardesses because we thought that's the way to become pilots. The reason she's in first class and I'm in coach is because she's much smarter than I am. One time I went into the cockpit and I actually saw her sitting on the pilot's lap helping him fly the plane. She must have been very good because he told the co-pilot to get out.
Somebody wanted to join the Mile High Club.
Very strong forearms.
Yeah.
It must be from all that flushing.
Oh, yeah.
Men are always making passes at me because they think stews are easy, but we're not.
Oh, Lou!
He's not out here, sis! Let me ask you something, Il. What's a nice guy look for in a girl?
You. I like that in a woman. The right guy is going to come along.
You know, I really feel comfortable with you. Like I can talk to you and be myself. I don't have to live up to any of those stereotyped expectations everyone has of a stewardess. You know, always waiting on people, attending to their needs. Do you care for a beverage?
No.
I'm looking for a serious commitment. Someone will stay the night.
And I gotta think there's some guy out there for you.
I hope so. See, I'm not like my sister. I need a man to make me whole.
Whoa.
Man, I think I better get going.
Yep.
You want a massage?
Sure.
Oh.
Hey, massage isn't cheap.
No.
Tense. I get a massage whenever I can.
Well, I better get going home.
Can I come with you?
What are my chances? Peg's in a coma. listen, I know that I'm in a bachelor's pad and that I've got the forearms of a Java man, but I gotta tell you, I'm married with children.
That's okay.
Excuse me.
That would be a tough call.
Listen, you're really, really great, and any guy would be lucky. I mean jackpot lucky to be with you. But I hope you'll understand. See, I've been married a long time, and it just wouldn't be right. You got any pictures of yourself?
And he means real pictures, folks, right back in the day.
Listen, I gotta go. Take care.
You are so honorable. Your wife must be really wonderful.
Well, she's a pip.
I don't know what that
she's
means.
My pip.
Hey, guys, you want to make a movie?
Oh!
Yes, I do.
I think that's John Ritter's wife in real life. One face company at that.
We'll find out in a minute. One of my favorite episodes. There was a lot of red pills in that episode. Very, very, very good one. Alright, let's see who it is. Rich Snyder, Pamela Bowman, Estelle Harris. And Estelle Harris. You can look those up later, because we are going to be out in just 1 second. Alright, so that's all we got right now for Married with Children. Again, one of my favorite episodes. Several more of those to come, by the way. A lot of red pills. You guys definitely caught them. The one where they're talking about the man who just got in a fight with his wife is more likely to go visit another woman. A lot of them go visit strip clubs and stuff like that. That's just what happened. That's what it is, guys. And he actually said, well, you know, I have a wife. He's like, I actually do want to make a movie, and you are gorgeous, but I need to come home to my wife, which is not something a lot of men would do. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, that's hard. It's really hard to say. You really gotta, like, if you're married, you really gotta weigh your marriage. And it was crazy that they were watching that judge, and he's like, the woman, what was it, 8 months. It was a wife of 8 months. And they said, we're going to give you 93% of your net worth. And the women were cheering. Like, this is the 80s, folks, and they were already red-pilling us on this shit. You always think, like, oh, Andrew Tate, he's talking dirt. No. Andrew Tate's telling you the best thing in a man's life is a woman. Literally fucking just said that. So, yeah. These red pill truths have been out for a long time, guys. And shows like this, 1987. That's how long ago this shit has existed. Probably before then. But there you go. So, Patrice O'Neill, all these other guys that you talk about, like Rolo and Fresh and Fit and all these other guys, man, that shit ain't new. It's old. It's been there. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out. We'll see you next time with Grimm's Red TV, and it was Red TV tonight. with Married with Children.